episode 198.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we talk about managing cash flow in the middle of a pandemic, how to cut and manage your business expenses during the coronavirus. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burn inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host Mark Mason.
Hey, how is everybody doing? I am your host, Mark Mason, coming to you from the locked down studio in Dallas, Texas. We have only left the house a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, and I'm starting to get a little stir crazy. I have to admit that. I'm sure you are too. And I hope wherever you are that you find yourself in a safe situation and you don't have undue stress from all the things that are going on in the world today. But I know for a lot of you, you've got a tremendous amount of stress because of the enormous economic impact of coronavirus on the world economy. And we online business people are certainly not immune from these kind of effects. Or if you're a side hustler, you may find yourself in the situation where you've actually lost that day job and your side hustle is just not quite ready to carry the full load of your finances at home. And if you're in that situation, man, I hate that for you. This too shall pass. We're going to get through this. But in the meantime, I've been wanting to give you guys even more content around coronavirus to kind of help you weather the storm, so to speak. So if you're looking at having an online business and you're trying to manage that business in the face of this coronavirus situation, you may be in a situation where either you didn't really have a lot of revenue because you're just now building this side hustle business and now your expenses are a big problem, or you had revenue, but for whatever reason, that revenue has gone away because your customers are either no longer interested in what you're providing, or they can't afford to pay you, or they backed out on contracts, whatever the situation might be. I know a lot of people in the online space have had some problems with revenue in this regard. And I think this is especially true for guys like speakers who have had contracts and venues completely canceled. That'd be a really good example of the kind of thing people with clients who can't afford to pay whatever contracts or normal expenses that they normally had. And so they backed out or they're no longer spending money, and that leaves you in a lurch. So the question is, well, how do you manage this cash flow and how do you cut costs? But I think the first question you really need to ask yourself is, should you be cutting costs during this time? I think, you know, this is a real challenge, as we've talked about in the past, but it also provides opportunities for a lot of people. And one of the things I think you really need to ask yourself, is this a time to cut back or is this the time to double down? Now, maybe you can't double down in terms of finances, but maybe you should be doubling down in terms of effort in the event that maybe there's some revenue out there. I know I was just having some conversations with some friends of mine that had lost an enormous amount of revenue, and we were talking through that, and it turns out that my friend had some amazing skills that were particularly relevant for the current situation, skills that really weren't relevant prior to the coronavirus, and now they're totally relevant and could really help people. So I think the question that you might want to be asking in this situation is, do you have a unique ability to help people during this time? And is that a way for you to replace some of the revenue that you've lost? And I don't mean by taking advantage of people by selling rolls of toilet paper for $500. I mean quite the opposite. people that may be in financial situations where they have money to spend, but they need your help, your particular kind of help in this situation. You need to ask yourself if anything that you have is applicable in that situation. You know, other good examples are FBA for Amazon. I've got friends who do Amazon FBA, and you know, the news came out that Amazon was slowing down deliveries. That hasn't hurt them at all. In fact, most of the people that I know that are in the FBA business are talking about increases in orders between 2 and 5X. They're actually selling stuff as fast as they can get it into Amazon. So maybe there are opportunities for you if you're in the kind of business where you can leverage that sort of thing. Of course, there's always the opportunity if you're a course creator in this kind of time to create a new course, because after all, people have time on their hands. They're trapped in their houses and online learning is the thing. And so maybe there's a situation where you've got that course that you have always thought about creating, and now you've actually got time to create it and you can deliver it to the marketplace. And maybe you can even deliver it with a creative payment plan that will allow people who are in difficult financial situations to afford your course and maybe pay you on the back end. There's all kinds of things you could imagine in the area of doubling down. And maybe really what you just need to do is pivot a little bit. I've got other friends who are in e-commerce, and they had stores that were up and running, and the kind of things that they were selling were kind of luxury items, and the sales for those sorts of things are down right now. But you know what's up? Things like sports gear and equipment that you need to work at home. And those drop shippers and other e-commerce providers were easily able to switch from whatever they were selling to drop shipping sports gear and other things that people need because gyms are closed, because they can't go into the office, because they need certain supplies in their house that they wouldn't normally need because of the pandemic situation. So maybe it's time for you to pivot. And then the other thing you might want to consider is whether or not there's help available for you that's uniquely available that you might not have considered before, or you might have said in the past, man, I would never do that. I would never file for any kind of government assistance. Your pride may be getting in the way of these sorts of things. But I tell you, there's a tremendous amount of money coming online. A lot of it can be found over at the SBA, smallbusinessassociation.gov website. All kinds of different loans and grants and other kinds of things that you can apply for to help replace employees' salaries, to help you manage cost of inventory, to help you deal with lost revenue. There's all kinds of things coming online, even as we speak. Even my bank, Chase, reached out to me today to say, hey, we're in touch with the government. We've got all these programs available for you. Here are the links that you need. And so talk to your banker, go to SBA.gov and see what's available to you. In some cases, there's even, at least to my understanding, going to be loans that are forgivable, that will be made available to online business people in some situations. So make sure you check out all those resources besides looking for ways to cut your costs. But what if you really do need to cut your costs? Well, I think the first thing that you need to do, and if you're like me, maybe this is something that you needed to do anyway, is make sure you identify all your costs. If you're like me, you have all of these costs hanging around from old projects and failed projects. There's this kind of hosting and this kind of online platform and this plugin that you signed up for that you don't use anymore, and you have all these recurring costs, and you're incredibly crummy at managing those, both inside of iTunes or whatever your perhaps Google Play, and inside on your credit card or recurring PayPal types of payments for stuff that you're not even using. Or in some cases, maybe you'll find that once you get all of your costs identified, that you have actually got things that are overlapping, or maybe there's a cheaper solution. Maybe you're using Ahrefs when the cheaper Uber Suggest will do, or maybe you're on the super deluxe plan of Kajabi and you can come down to a more affordable Kajabi plan. All of these things are possible. And I think that really the only way to manage these expenses is to actually get them in a list. A spreadsheet is preferable. Document what the current monthly expenditure is for that expense, and then identify actions that you can take to try and reduce that expense during this time. You know, another thing you can do is you can ask for forbearance on some of these costs. I've heard a lot of people that are going to their service providers and say, hey, look, I am unable to pay this. If you can't help me, I'm going to have to cancel it, but I'd rather not. Is there some kind of deal we can work out to get to a lower payment amount or to skip a payment for a couple of months or something like that? So be sure you're asking for that. I think a lot of people, especially solo entrepreneurs, tend to be a very proud bunch, and maybe you might find it very hard to ask for that kind of assistance. But I think this is a really unusual situation. Don't let pride get in the way of correctly managing your business. I'm not suggesting that you shirk your financial responsibilities, but if you're trying to decide between folding up your shop or asking for help, I think you really need to seriously consider asking for a little bit of help. By the way, Google came out today, or maybe a couple days ago, last week even, talking about if you do end up folding up your shop or stopping business during the pandemic, maybe the kind of business that you do is really not viable. Maybe you're an online, or maybe you're a personal fitness trainer and you can't do face-to-face training right now. If you're doing something like that and you have the idea that you might want to shut down your website to save money, Google really recommends that you not do that. They recommend rather that you do things like disable the cart functionality, post information to explain to your customers what's going on, maybe update your structured data. Like if you're using structured data to such as products or books or events, make sure to adjust it so that it reflects the current availability of your products. That goes double for your Merchant Center feed. If you're in Google Merchant Center, make sure that you're updating your data in such a way that it shows that your products are not available if they're not available. And tell Google about your updates by making sure that your sitemap is up to date and you can go into the Google search tool and ask it to recrawl your site to make sure these updates are there. This will help your customers understand what's going on and will help you preserve your search engine rankings and other Google-related ranking signals during this crisis. The last thing you want to do is shut off a website completely, have it totally de-indexed during this crisis, and then try to come back from that at a later time. I think that's a really hard thing to do when there's no reason that you should make your situation worse by sending Google the signal that you're out of business and they should take away your search engine rankings that you've hard fought won over the last 5 years. So that's all well and good, but what if you need money now? Well, I have a resource that I mentioned before and I want to point out to you again. If you go to latenightim.com/start, I have this free product that I've had for years that talks about how to get started with an online business. And of course, one of the things about online business is that with very few exceptions, it's difficult to make money quickly. However, inside that free giveaway product at latenightim.com/start, you will find a bonus video on ideas for how you can make money today online. And so if you have spare time on your hands and you're looking for ways to make money, you know, there are the obvious things that have popped up like personal shopping, but there are other things that you can do on the computer and online. And some of those are outlined in that bonus video. Again, that's at latenightim.com/start. I know this is a very difficult time. I hope you find some of these ideas helpful. I hope that you're able to survive this crisis and come out strong on the other side. I will give you a positive thing to think about. People who figure out a way to navigate this, stay strong, and continue to invest in their business so they have a running start whenever things start to return to normal will be at a tremendous advantage. I think this is particularly true for online business people. And the reason is simple. This worldwide event with millions of people under lockdown in front of their computers is causing a sea change in the way people think about online education, online business, online shopping. All of these things are changing. People who have never done things online before, like my mom, who's buying her groceries online now, has an app from Kroger on her phone so she can buy her groceries. People that have never done that before are doing that for the first time. They're learning online for the first time, and God knows they're using Zoom for the first time. No one even ever heard of Zoom 3 years ago, and now that's all anyone is talking about. Zoom is such a big deal. It's on the local news. People are talking about things that are going on with Zoom hacking. I mean, not too long ago, no one except us geeks even knew what Zoom was, right? So I think it's really important that if it's possible for you to power through this, to invest during the downturn, to gain market share during the downturn, to feed your tribe during the downturn, if you can do that, you are going to come out of this like a rocket ship. And that's what I want to encourage you to do, is to double down right now. Yeah, you might need to cut some costs, and I hope I've given you some helpful tips. But what I really want you to do is invest, invest, invest. And maybe that means investing your time, investing your mind share, investing your energy when you don't have as much money as you normally would have had. But whatever you can do, find ways to invest. Find ways to match what's going on in the market and take advantage of the situation, not of the people, to try and help people make it through this. And I think you'll love the way you end up when you come out of this. Be safe, wash your hands, and don't touch your face. Ciao.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit LNIMpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business, one night at a time.
One night at a time.
All right, so the craziness continues, and I think that we're just going to keep here. I'm going to stay here with you. We are going to be here. The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast is going to be with you here every week, and we're going to talk our way through this and see what we can do to make things great. I'm taking advantage of some things online. I've got my e-commerce business up and running. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. I'm selling crazy things that I never sold before. I've got my 13-year-old engaged. We just updated. We can't play baseball, so that's freaking us out a little bit. So we're trying to throw every day. I acquired a Bluetooth baseball. That's so cool. Maybe I'll put a picture and a link to that in the show notes. But we acquired a Bluetooth baseball that can track his pitches, and it knows the difference between a fastball and a curveball and a changeup. And it records the workouts, and it records velocity and spin rate and all these other things that are really important to us baseball geeks. So we're working on stuff like that. And, you know, just doing the best that we can to stay close as a family, to stay healthy. And then beyond that, to keep things going at the day job and to help you guys. So I hope you're safe. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Ciao.
Late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise. I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explain to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.